What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about the Zones of Special Operations legislation. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service. Safeguarding the human rights of residents is an essential component of the Zones of Special Operations legislation. The law establishes a strict accountability framework for the protection of the human rights of citizens. It also ensures that the security forces account for their actions within the zones. Under the Act, members of the security forces are required to undergo a series of human rights training seminars organized by the Ministry of National Security.
The law requires the selection of the commanders on the ground. There's a requirement in the law for them to have received human rights training. There's a requirement for the teams working in the zone, the joint force, to receive that kind of training. So that has been ongoing to prepare people to operate within the zone.
National Security Advisor Major General Anthony Anderson. The commanders on the ground are two high-ranking members of the security forces, a major in the Jamaica Defense Force and a superintendent of police of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Deputy Superintendent of Police Errol Thompson is confident in the ability of officers to observe and respect human rights guidelines while executing duties within zones of special operations.
This is a golden opportunity for the JDF and the JCF to show Jamaica that we care and we are going to protect the rights of the citizens.
Major General Anderson says residents will come to appreciate that the legislation facilitates the establishment of the rule of law and prevents crime.
This is not targeting a community, it's targeting criminals who are holding communities to ransom.
Once your community has been declared a zone of special operations, there are a few things that should happen. No one can be detained or arrested in a zone of special operations unless the person in charge of the operations is satisfied that there are reasonable grounds for doing so. Anyone who is detained or arrested is to be told immediately why he or she is being held. Custodians and Justices of the Peace JPs have a critical role to play in ensuring the protection of citizens' rights once an area has been designated a special crime zone. The police will take the detained or arrested individual to the JP for them to determine whether or not there are reasonable grounds for arrest or detention. If the JP is not satisfied that the arrest or detention is justified, the individual is to be released immediately. If the JP is satisfied that the arrest or detention is warranted, the person will be remanded in custody for no more than 24 hours. After that period, the individual must be brought before the judge of a parish court. During arrest or detention, a person has the right to be visited by a spouse, partner, family member, religious counselor, medical practitioner, and attorney at law.
This intervention can be lined up in a way to create sustainable change, because that's really what you want in the end.
National Security Advisor Major General Anthony Anderson. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.